This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Targocid. Active ingredient, teicoplanin. This leaflet provides important information about you using Targocid. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about you using Targocid. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given Targocid? Targocid contains the active ingredient teicoplanin. Targocid is an antibiotic. It is used to kill bacteria responsible for infections which can occur in your blood, bones, or joints. Targocid is generally used when the bacteria causing the infection are not satisfactorily eliminated by other antibiotics, e.g. penicillin, or when patients may be allergic to other antibiotics. What should I know before I am given Targocid? Warnings. Do not receive Targocid if you are allergic to Targocid or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any other medical conditions, especially kidney problems or liver problems. Take any medicines for any other condition. Have allergies to any other medicines, including to any other antibiotic, especially an antibiotic called vancomycin, also known as vancomycin, or any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Plan to have surgery. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not receive Targocid if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Targocid is not recommended to be used during pregnancy. Do not receive Targocid if you are breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. It is not known whether Targocid passes into breast milk. What if I am taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food store. Some medicines may interfere with Targocid and affect how it works. These include aminoglycoside antibiotics, medicine used to treat bacterial infections. Amphotericin B, amphotericin, medicine used to treat fungal infections. Cyclosporin, medicine used to help control your body's immune system. Cisplatin, a medicine used in the treatment of some cancers. Furosemide, furosemide, a medicine used to remove excess fluid in the body. Ethocrinic acid, a medicine used to help the kidneys get rid of salt and water. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Targocid. How will I be given Targocid? How much you will be given? On the first day of treatment, most patients generally receive 2 doses of Targocid, 12 hours apart. During the following days, most patients receive 1 dose each day. After the first day, the daily dose varies between 6 mg and 12 mg for each kilogram you weigh, depending on what type of infection you have. An adult of normal weight, around 70 kg, would therefore receive a single daily dose of between 400 mg and 800 mg. Patients with kidney problems may need lower doses, or doses less often than other patients. Your doctor can calculate how much Targocid you require if you have kidney problems. If you have an infection in your blood, you will probably need to receive a daily injection of Targocid for 2 to 4 weeks. If you have an infection in any bones or joints, you may require a daily injection of Targocid for 3 to 6 weeks. Follow the instructions provided and continue to receive Targocid for as long as prescribed by your doctor. How it is given? Targocid injection should be prepared and administered by a qualified health professional, doctor, pharmacist, or nurse. The vial of Targocid powder should be mixed carefully with the sterile water, which is included in the pack, to form a clear solution. The solution may be injected into a vein directly over about 5 minutes, or it may be mixed with other sterile solutions and delivered into a vein from a drip bottle or bag over about 30 minutes. Targocid solution may also be injected directly into a muscle. If you receive too much Targocid, as Targocid is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will receive too much. However, if you think you have received too much, or if you experience any unexpected or worrying side effects, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 in Australia, or 0800764766 in New Zealand, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Targocid? During treatment, you may have tests to check your blood, your kidneys, your liver and or your hearing. This is more likely if your treatment will last for a long time. You need to be treated with high doses, you have a kidney problem, you are taking or may take other medicines that may affect your nervous system, kidneys, or hearing. Things you should do. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you visit that you are being given Targocid. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you're being given Targocid. If you become pregnant while you are being given Targocid, stop receiving it and tell your doctor or pharmacist immediately. Call your doctor straight away if you notice blistering of the skin, mouth, eyes, or genitals, which may be symptoms of severe skin reactions called Stevens-Johnson syndrome, or toxic epidermal necrolysis, or a red scaly widespread rash with bumps under the skin and blisters accompanied by a fever, which may be symptoms of a severe skin reaction called acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis, or flu-like symptoms and a rash on your face, then an extended rash with a high temperature, which may be symptoms of a condition called drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms. Things you should not do. Do not receive more than the recommended dose unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Do not stop receiving Targocid because you are feeling better unless advised by your doctor or pharmacist. Driving or using machines. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Targocid affects you. Looking after your medicine. Targocid is stored in the pharmacy or on the ward. Are there any side effects? All medicines have some unwanted side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Injection related. Local pain and redness at the injection site. Other side effects. Rash. Dizziness. Nausea. Headache. Stiffness. What to do? Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you notice any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Fever. Vomiting. Diarrhea. Balance problems. Ringing in the ears. Problems hearing. If you suspect you have a second infection. Low levels of all types of blood cells. Pancytopenia and other symptoms may include shortness of breath, fatigue, fever, chills, and bruising. What to do? Speak to your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you notice any of these side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Allergic reaction related. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Hives or welts on your skin. Skin reactions. Blistering of the skin, mouth, eyes, or genitals. These may be symptoms of something called toxic epidermal necrolysis or Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Red scaly widespread rash with bumps under the skin, including your skin folds, chest, abdomen, including stomach, back and arms and blisters accompanied by fever. These may be symptoms of something called acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis. Flu-like symptoms and a rash on the face, then an extended rash with a high temperature, increased levels of liver enzymes seen in blood tests and an increase in a type of white blood cell, eosinophilia and enlarged lymph nodes. These may be signs or symptoms of drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms. Other very serious side effects. Kidney problems, shown in tests. Frequency or severity of kidney problems may be increased if you receive higher doses. What to do? Call your doctor or nurse straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. These side effects are very rare. tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems-in-Australia, or in New Zealand at https://pofhealth.my.site.com/calmreportant/s/. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Targocid contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Teicoplanin. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium chloride. Water for injections. Potential allergens. Targocid does not contain gluten, dyes, or preservatives. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Targocid looks like. Targocid injection is presented in a glass vial as a white powder which your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse will mix with the ampoule of sterile water included in the pack. A clear solution is formed when the powder is mixed with the water. Who distributes Targocid? Distributed in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Talavera Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Free call 1-800-818-806. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. Distributed in New Zealand by Pharmacy Retailing, NZ Limited T/A Healthcare Logistics. P.O. Box 62027. Sylvia Park, Auckland 16444. Free call 0800283684. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in September 2024. Targocid CCDS V5 MIV 9-27 SEP 24.